our bodies moment by moment and year by year. And we have all learned many guidelines from Maharshi Ayurveda about how to live in such a way that supports our health. And today I wanted to talk about the single most important end product physiologically of living a healthy Ayurvedic routine. And that is ojas. Ojas, you may recall, is the finest level of the physical relative body. And physiologically speaking, ojas is the most refined end product of the digestive process. It supports all our tissues, it maintains our immunity, ultimately it determines our lifespan. And when we have a lot of ojas, we have a beautiful, healthy glow and lightness and radiance about our face and complexion. Maharshi has referred to ojas as a superfluid slide of consciousness into matter. And that's because ojas exists in the gap between consciousness and the body. And ojas connects that inner intelligence to the body. So it helps to make sure that everything is coordinated and harmonious within the body, and that the body stays healthy and rejuvenates itself and can live, therefore, a long, long healthy life. So obviously, it's very good for us to organize our daily routine so that our bodies make the maximum amount of ojas at all times. So in a few moments, I'm going to go over a few tips from Maharshi Ayurveda that help us to enhance ojas. And meanwhile, I'd like to read a brief quote from Maharshi about the importance of ojas for our health and our enlightenment. He said, "With the full enlivenment and alertness of ojas in the physiology, the intellect blossoms in its full self-referral awakening, and this is how Pragya Parad, the mistake of the intellect, is overcome, and this is how the basis of sickness and suffering is eliminated. This is how the boundaries of individuality break, and this is the awakening to cosmic reality. This is why the entire purpose of Ayurveda, or knowledge of physiology, is to maintain all physiological structure and functioning in such a way that ojas is constantly generated and maintained on its highest and supreme efficiency level of effectiveness." So, everything depends on ojas, and the more ojas we have, the more health and vitality we have, and the longer that we'll live. So, I'm going to go briefly over 10 main tips from Maharshi Ayurveda that will help us to ensure we're making maxima ojas every day. So first of all, the most powerful ojas producer is transcending, because then our mind is transiting that gap between consciousness and matter. And in that process of transcending, ojas is created. So do RTM, we want to do our TM and TM City program very regularly and fully. Next, we want to go to bed early, before 10 p.m., because that will allow our body to get maximum rejuvenation and therefore maximum ojas. In fact, it says in the Ayurvedic text that night vigil, meaning staying up late and being awake and alert and doing things, that actually destroys ojas. So we want to go to bed early and get adequate rest. Third, we want to give ourselves that Abhyanga, the daily oil massage, using either sesame oil, that's the best in general, Ayurveda says, but if we have sensitive skin, then use olive oil. Morning walk is another great ojas enhancer. And not over-exercising, but getting enough exercise. Take Amrit Kalash. That is a rasayana, and the definition of rasayana, Maharshi said, is that which creates ojas all over. Eat organic foods, Maharshi Vedic organic where available, and include sweet juicy fruits, pears, ghee, honey, almonds, dates, and warm milk in the daily diet. Next, have balanced activity. Avoid stressed activity hurriedly done, because that destroys ojas. I'm going to repeat that. Stressed activity hurriedly done destroys ojas. Next, worship God according to your religion and keep a positive outlook and keep the company of the enlightened. So, be sure to pick one tip and start that today. something that maybe you have let drop or have been wanting to do, and you will be richly rewarded because the ojas will begin to grow more and more in your life, and bliss will begin to blossom more and more in your consciousness. So I wish you all the best of health always. Jai Guru Dev.